USA Radio News.
Ukraine authorities say Russian forces fired missiles and artillery on two cities across the river from Europe's largest nuclear power plant. Abbott is announcing that their Michigan plant is restarting production of their largest and most popular infant formula, Similac. Previously, the plant had only restarted a fragment of its production after bacterial contamination concerns inside the facility had prompted a month-long voluntary recall and shutdown. The closure at the largest formula manufacturer in the country sent waves across the infant formula industry and exacerbated the supply shortage, forcing families to scramble for alternatives in the hyper-concentrated formula market. This is USA Radio News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford. For your free quote, call 1-800-272-1955. That's 1-800-272-1955. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-272-1955. SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Prices are going up when it comes to Fords.
Ford is raising the price of the Mustang Mach-E electric vehicle for the 2023 model year. The automaker announcing the sticker price will be around $8,000 more for a fully optioned vehicle. Ford says the cost of materials, supply chain issues, and market conditions all factored in the price hike. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
California is preparing to spend up to $20 million to bring women from other states to its abortion clinics, a policy aimed at increasing access to a procedure that has been outlawed or restricted in many states since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade.
You matter. We care. We have your back. We love you. We respect you.
California Governor Gavin Newsom. This is USA Radio News.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily is a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.
Flash floods triggered by monsoonal rains across much of Pakistan have killed nearly 1,000 people and injured and displaced thousands more since mid-June. That's according to officials. The death toll was announced after the prime minister asked for international help in battling deadly flood damage in the Islamic nation. The crisis has forced the government to declare a state of emergency. The attorney for a California teenager who has accused a Buffalo Bills rookie and two of his former college teammates of gang rape last fall said that the NFL team has not contacted him for details despite saying it had conducted a, quote, thorough investigation. Matt Ariza, who was selected by the Bills out of San Diego State, in April's attorney, states that things are not what they seem.
He just got on the team 2 or 3 days ago, and I think this is a money grab on her part.
The NFL has declined to comment except to say it was aware of the matter. Five people were reportedly hospitalized after riding the El Toro roller coaster at Six Flags Grand Adventure in New Jersey. A spokesperson for the amusement park is stating that the ride is currently closed for investigation. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.